This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Enix, Geek Squawks, my name is Jeff Sandro. Together with Culture Pop's Matt Armitage, has this scientist finally found the fountain of youth? That's something, I guess, you know. I know it's a catchy headline, and the title itself is something that, you know, many companies, especially Alphabet, I think they've tried venturing into, you know, try to make you live longer and find this fountain of youth. But apparently editing the epigenome, which turns out, which turns our genes on and off, could be the elixir of life. So the gentleman named Juan Carlos Belmonte, he's the scientist and researcher at the Gene Expression Laboratory at San Diego Salts Institute for Biological Studies.
Do you know what the most interesting thing about him is? Yeah. He is the same guy we were talking about last week on MSP when we talked about chimeras. He's the guy who's been doing the work with human and monkey cells. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So he may have discovered this fountain of youth because he tested this theory of editing the epigenome on two black mice that's about 3 months old. And apparently it turns out that, you know, one was, you know, showing just like signs of disease, accelerated aging, and, you know, it's caused by genetic mutation. But the other shows, you know, a lively, active mouse, and after being treated with this, you know, potion that they provided, it seems like, you know, they kind of have sipped the fountain of youth.
Yes. However, you're about to tell people what happened to those mice.
They had a little bit too much of it. It was so potent that the rejuvenating treatment used on the mice, that they either died after 3 or 4 days from cell malfunctioning, or they developed tumors that killed them later on. So it's basically like an overdosage of youth.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're kind of stimulating the cells to work. And of course, cancers are a mutation of cells. So what you're also doing is you're giving people their youth back, but you're also kind of accelerating
it's just reversing
this.
It.
Yeah. You're kind of accelerating this move towards or increasing the chances of developing cancers as well.
But this powerful tool that the researcher applied to the mouse is called reprogramming. And it's a way to reset the body's so-called... Yeah, I know.
That's a kind of worrying name, right? Yeah, I've been reprogrammed.
So it's a way to reset the body's so-called epigenetic marks. It's a chemical switches that in a cell determines which of its genes are turned on and turned off. And they erase these marks in a cell that can forget if it was ever a skin or a bone cell and revert it to a much more primitive embryonic state. So the technique is frequently used by laboratories to manufacture stem cells. But Belmonte decided, you know, and he's like a vanguard of scientists who want to apply this reprogramming technique to whole animals, and they can control it precisely, hopefully, to like human body. So it proves that the elixir of life will extend the human lifespan significantly. And because, you know, life expectancy, well, it's increased tenfold since, like, you know, over the past two centuries or so,
it,
right?
Yeah, it has. And I think one of the interesting things about this is his research suggests that it might extend the life, but other commentators have mentioned that maybe it won't actually extend your life, but it could improve your quality of life. The same technology can be used to repair organs, so it can help you to regenerate healthy cells in damaged kidneys or livers or spleens. And of course, you can use these same kind of treatments on things like knee joints, cartilage. So even if you're not going to live forever, you might enjoy a much healthier life. Even if your finite term of life remains roughly the same, you might find that you have the ability to be a relatively young and active person right up until that point at which your body just finally gives up and says, no, I'm not doing it anymore.
So basically, it may not delay your expiration date, but you will have a better life until your expiration date.
Well, this is what it seems. But I think some of the other scientists sort of commenting on this have said that it might be, you know, maybe he's not actually working with the underlying conditions. Maybe this is more of a cosmetic change. So you're not really changing those deep down underlying systems, but you are giving people, you know, that visibility of like an organ facelift or whatever that gives you that ability to be a bit healthier for a bit longer.
So someone in say, you know, in the age of the 80s would probably look like someone in the 40s, but deep down inside in the bodies they could still be of someone who's like 80 years old.
I'm not really sure. I mean, you do wonder if we can actually turn, you know, it we do talk about this as resetting the genes, but can you really go back and undo all of the damage that
it's like rewind back into time? It's like traveling back to the future. But yeah, so this treatment that Belmonte gave to his mice is actually based on a Nobel-winning discovery by the Japanese stem cell scientist Shinya Yamanaka. It started in 2006, where Yamanaka demonstrated how adding just 4 proteins to human adult cells could reprogram them so that they look and act like those in newly formed embryo. So these proteins, called the Yamanaka factors, function by wiping clean the epigenetic marks in a cell, giving it a fresh start. And they tried this on a woman who was in the 80s with a blinding disease. And in 2014, the woman actually became the first person to receive a transplant of such lab-made tissue. It didn't make her vision sharper, but, you know, she did report it's being brighter and it's kind of stopped deteriorating. So, you know, I guess it's, you know, holding on your expiration date if something goes wrong in your body. It's a good sign, you know, we have found the fountain of youth. So, you know, we should celebrate and rejoice. And
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not like people like Peter Thiel who want to go on forever. I think, you know, part of that being human is knowing that there is a kind of final date. Otherwise, everyone would be a machine like me.
I'm surprised that you know a lot about being a human.
Yeah, I've observed it for millennia.
And when we come back, Matt will give us his King of Culture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back. It is Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu. It is episode 401. So Matt, King of Culture, what do we have?
Well, we have deepfakes.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about deepfakes on the show quite a lot. This is the technology that you can use to make somebody appear to be in a video that they haven't been in, or to be saying words that they haven't actually said. So it's digital manipulation of video, often using neural networks and machine learning to put the characteristics of one person into another. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the people who's kind of been a pioneer in doing this is a YouTube blogger called Control Shift Face, which of course is a great name. Now, you may have seen some of his videos. There's one going around at the moment.
It's quite viral.
Where the comedian Bill Hader does an impersonation of Tom Cruise, but his face is subtly altered to look like Tom Cruise. And at one point, he does an impersonation of Seth Rogen and his face changes to that as well. Now, this guy's got lots of other videos you can watch. I think you can see Matrix videos that star Bruce Lee instead of Keanu. You can see, I think there's a version of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up with David Bowie singing it. There's some great clips of The Shining that feature Jim Carrey in the lead crazy role. The guy is putting these together as a way of kind of highlighting what the dangers are of this technology. I think there's one which is taken from the movie American Psycho, which again puts Tom Cruise into that role. And it is a not safe for work clip, just to let you know. But it does go to show you how people could be put into sexual situations that they had nothing to do with. But it would look almost entirely real. So the reason that I'm bringing this up as King of Culture this week is, well, this technology is here. There doesn't seem to be a lot that we can do about it at the moment. So at least we can enjoy it. And Control Shift Face, you can find his channel on YouTube. You can enjoy the advent of the apocalypse.
I love the impersonations video. I love comedians, you know, acting and doing like the whole set and, you know, pretending to be two, three different individuals or celebrities. But, you know, now it's taken the next step when you because have a video because it looks...
You can just become the person, but and they can even substitute the voice. So you don't even need to do an impersonation anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, really cool. I think the Bill Hader morphing into Tom Cruise is going around. It's viral on Facebook.
Yeah, that's viral. So, one of the videos on the channel is also all of the images that he used to get the neural network to learn how to substitute images for Tom Cruise. And it's just this dizzying array of hundreds and thousands of headshots of Tom Cruise with different expressions from different positions. Quite incredible.
Now, before we go on to our next story, I just want to say that, you know, everyone has a meaning to their name. And if your name is Barry, I'm really sorry, but, you know, Barry's sole purpose in life is to listen patiently and then protest or sob a little as you fire him from an imaginary job in virtual reality. So Barry is this character that was created by Tailspin. It's a company that offers virtual reality workplace training. Now, it may sound weird or bizarre, but it's actually becoming really popular now. So Barry and other VR characters were developed to help people teach people soft management skills, such as how to let someone go without causing a scene. So if you're too blunt with Barry, he will put his hand or his head on his hands and other missteps will cause him to shout at you or yell at you, or maybe even throw a chair or two at you. So it may seem bizarre or dystopian, but it's actually gaining huge momentum because a lot of people are, you know, trying to still figure out the, you know, soft management skill. And virtual reality makes perfect sense, even though it's still not the, you know, full technology yet, but it gives you that sense of realism. If you say something that is of, you know, means like this, this is how a person would probably react.
Absolutely. And I actually have a friend whose job in human resources is to go into offices and make people redundant. I mean, that's what she does. And there are some very specific skills that you have to learn in order to be able to do that very well and to give people the support that they need. It's interesting that this kind of training environment has become something that virtual reality has gone into because, again, you know, we all base what we want virtual reality to be on the holodeck in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what that is as well because those holodecks were used for training purposes, not just for recreation. And we're seeing virtual reality finding these kind of concrete uses in the material world.
So, Barry, you've been a great servant, but I just want to say you're fired.
He's crying. Can you hear him sobbing in the background?
Anyways, it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. In a 5G world, it would be easy to dismiss 4G as a legacy system, a relic from the recent past, a technology that once offered a game-changing step up in mobile data transfer speeds and business security. Unlike the transition from 3G to 4G, where the new network replaced the old, TM1's 5G coverage will be built on top of its existing 4G network. 5G devices will be able to seamlessly switch between the two as they optimize connectivity and speed, while the 4G spectrum will continue to handle low bandwidth traffic from data transmitting equipments like the IoT connected devices in our homes. It's a holistic solution that maximizes your digital possibilities, all made possible by TM1.
And that was your TM1 Tech Minute. Matt, what do we have for Geek Tunes? It's a good one, this one.
Yeah, we have the stealth return of the Black Keys. I had no idea that they had a new album coming. It didn't appear in any of my feeds. It didn't appear in, you know, anything on social media.
It was your ballads. It's your power ballads.
It was the power ballads that led me to it, yeah. No, I just stumbled across it completely by accident. I was like, whoa, new Black Keys album. So this is one of the singles from the album. This is the Black Keys with Go.
BFM 89.9.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.